Now, you said you hadn't lived here all your life on this in this house? Where'd you live in
Biloxi? No, I used to live over there on the corner. That's where I raised my family. When I got married, I lived in that, I don't know if you can see that little white house on
White Street.
That little L house on
mm-hmm.
That's where we lived when we first got married. And later on, I bought an old house from my uncle. And we tore that down, used what material when I bought them lots.
Yes, sir.
And built the house there.
Okay, can you tell me what school you went to?
Since I'm in Biloxi?
Well, you can tell me all about your schooling since you were born.
Well, that was in Jackson County. My grandfather taught there. He was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he was representative of Jackson County. His picture used to be in old in Jackson, in the old Capitol.
So he got a pretty good education then, right, your grandfather?
Yeah, he was originally from New Orleans.
Yeah?
Both of them. Despot, she was a despot.
They sure are.
You live here?
No, ma'am. I'm from Georgia.
And,
so.
Must have been one of your boys in the service.
From where?
The service over here. Sophia.
No, ma'am. I'm in school. About your, can you tell me about your grandfather? His some background about him.
Well, he's a representative of Jackson County. He was a school teacher too.
Mm-hmm.
He represented Jackson County in the state capital. I don't know exactly for how many years.
Yes, sir.
And he moved to Biloxi about 1899. You see why they all had to leave over there? You've heard of Earl's Farm, haven't you?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah. All those people used to live on Earl's Farm. Tremendous big farm. They raised all kinds of vegetables, everything, corn, beans, and all. And they shipped it by barrels, I guess. So that's where all them people used to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the older people died out, the younger one, they give it up. And you know what they planted there? Satsumas.
What's that?
Oranges.
Satsumas.
They planted oranges there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't need much help, so there was nothing else going on over there. Make a living, farming.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they all drifted over here. There's plenty of work here.
Of
course. This was a booming town them times. You wouldn't think you like me. It don't look like I'm living in the same town. There was factories from, you know where Oak Street is.
Uh-huh.
From Oak Street to where the Coast Guard base is, solid shrimp and oyster factories. Dunbar Duquette had one of the biggest plants on this coast. And